sun goes out for every race, because in every race there is a junkie. And for my race, I am Hispanic, and I make this song personally for my junkie. Come over here, let me take all your fears. I know you're scared, why don't you let me? I want to share all your fears, for you are my junkie. Let's not be drying our eyes. Let's share our emotions. I don't need money or things, for you are my junkie. For you are my junkie. How many women out there have had a junkie? There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no limit to love.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
Where the fuck is
it? You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are new to the program, first, what the fuck took you so long? I've only been at it since December 2004. And second, mostly, welcome home.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, that's right. That's a cum fart. If you knew what that was before I told you, or you just laughed, or are still listening even after I told you what that sound clip was, you weren't completely disgusted yet, congratulations, you are a freak. That's what I am, that's who listens to this program, you should just own it. Yes, I got a great show for you today. Now, occasionally, I used to do this a lot more often than I have been, but I love playing tech support phone calls. You know, every time you call tech support or any customer service line, your call is recorded. So a lot of times, even though when you call these numbers, you're angry and you want to scream, you should really try to be on your best behavior, because if not, these calls tend to find their way online, and millions of people will laugh at you. Here's a good classic example of a tech support phone call.
Okay, well, what you want me to do? I'm trying to help you, ma'am. If you just let me check the resource. I can't counsel from here. I'm not able to do that.
Well, who can? Who is a human being that can cancel my account today?
Just listen to that frustration in her voice.
Check some resources to try to help you out. You're not.
I don't suppose you'd be willing to call me back because I'm sick of paying the phone bills.
But you're not giving me a chance to try to help you. Keep.
But you won't put me on hold, and I'm just gonna rack up more phone bills.
But how am I help you if I can't find a resource? I'm trying to help. What can I do? What can I do? I'm trying to help you, ma'am. Could you just calm down?
I am in district court on Monday. Just forget it, okay? Just fucking forget it. Fuck, eat shit and die, you fucker!
I've got a great new call for you. You all know what Magic Jack is, right? It's a little device that you plug into your USB port, and it lets you make phone calls over the internet, right? Some poor woman is having trouble with her Magic Jack. There's a bit of a language barrier in this clip, though. Oh, boy. I got USB and Magic Jack. That's about it.
Yes, to ask you the Israeli. What?
And is something about an Israeli.
I don't know why it's about plugging in that USB.
Yesterday at work,
oh, God.
Yeah, yesterday worked. Today I just tried this USB plugging in the USB.
Well, what do you mean yesterday? What worked yesterday?
A magic eye.
Yesterday I set up really. I got a phone number. It worked fine.
So it worked with an Israeli phone number.
Today I just tried this USB.
Well, what do you mean? How did it work yesterday if you didn't have it plugged into the USB?
Keep in mind, that's the only way you can work with Magic Jack. You know, that's, the whole thing is you, it plugs into your USB jack.
Well, yesterday I'm not plugging in the USB.
You did have it plugged into the USB?
No, no!
No, not yet.
Well, it didn't work yesterday, then, if you didn't have it plugged into the USB. So yesterday you were just making and receiving calls. This
guy's already getting fed up.
On your regular phone line.
No. It's yesterday.
What about yesterday?
Yesterday was a Thursday. Today is Friday. Gotta leave that the party.
No, it's
yesterday. What about yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday I set up everything
is ready.
No. This is
how my God.
Inside how another this connection smoke is they call. What? I don't know. Let's say this is your.
I mean, this goes on for like 3 minutes.
Are you using a USB extension cable?
Yeah, I put a disc with it.
Okay, you gotta get rid of that USB extension cable.
Oh, no, I did!
Yeah, I put it in the disc.
Yeah, I mean, this is all...
Not gonna work with the USB extension cable.
Now, I love these type of phone calls where just... You can't understand anything that's being said.
Yeah, not the problem. I put it today. Yesterday, I'm not a USB. Today, I just tried...
Yeah. There's your problem.
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
He just wants to get her off the phone at this point.
There's your problem.
Yeah, not a problem. I don't know right now how I'm doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so go back to what you did yesterday.
Yeah, I'll go back to this. Do not work.
Do not a work.
Yeah, I'm plugging everything. Maybe I need to reset
up. Yes, reset. That's one thing I've learned. I've had to work in tech support. When you can't get through to someone, whether it be because you can't understand them or they're just irate, if they offer up something, oh, maybe I should just reinstall this thing. Just say, yes, good idea. Do that. Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I
need to
reset
up.
Uh-huh. That works. I'm pretty sure she said fuck there. Go fuck me or something like that. Anyway, that was pretty much the entire call there. But even more entertaining are the ones with irate callers. Now, this one is apparently... I've never heard this tech support call. It's new to me. This is from HP. A guy is upset because he can't get his computer to print. And we pick up this phone call after he smashes it with a hammer. Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on in the background. Guy smashed a thing with the hammer. There's a kid crying because the little kid witnessed the whole thing, and then the wife is pissed off.
I'm sick of this shit! You see what you're going to do? I smashed it!
Jesus.
I had to fix it!
Really, that's how you fixed it? By smashing it with a hammer, Gallagher style?
I fixed it! Now you gotta send somebody out there and put this shit up!
Now he wants someone from HP to stop by the house and pick up all the pieces and reassemble the printer. Or computer, or whatever he smashed.
You hear me? Bill!
Sir, if you just...
That guy's name is Bill. Oh, Bill!
You hear me?
Bill!
Sir, if you damage the computer in any way, shape, or form that's on purpose like that, your warranty doesn't cover it. That, in conjunction with the fact that you're out of warranty, there's nothing I can do with the computer.
This guy's having a bad day. First of all, he calls. His computer's out of warranty. And,
I smashed it with a hammer!
And he smashed it with a hammer.
Okay. Now somebody's gotta come pick it up and fix it.
No, that's the thing. Someone doesn't have to come and pick it up. You did this. Clean up your own fucking mess.
I'm sorry, so there's nothing that I can do for the computer if you've destroyed it like that. It's not covered under your warranty, and also you are out of warranty.
It's not gonna be. It's under warranty because I'm gonna bring it back to the store, and they're gonna give me my money back.
You're more than welcome to talk to the store and see what options they have available for you.
See, that's where I would have ended the call. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. Goodbye. Go ahead and try that.
Yeah.
I told you not to do it while I was watching.
I didn't know he was watching.
He sounds a little drunk. Like the wife is screaming, I told you not to do this in front of the kid.
I told you not to do it while
I didn't even know he was there.
I
didn't know he was watching.
Yeah.
Well, I got something else. I smashed that. That was the pearl I smashed. Okay. That I just bought. I just bought that yacht.
Oh, so the printer was actually under warranty. He just purchased that. Still, when you smash it with a hammer, I think it voids it.
2 weeks ago online. That's gone.
Yes.
I'm sick of this shit. Now somebody's got to fix this.
Okay, so right now, is the printer destroyed?
It's all smashed up.
Okay, if you're broken your printer, sir, how am I supposed to test to see if your computer's going to be able to print?
That's a valid point and question.
You guys weren't doing shit for me. You're just telling me the Adobe.
Counterpoint.
Okay, but right now it still looks like it's a problem with Adobe.
Well, now it's a problem with the printer. The problem is the printer is in 1,000 bits.
In the computer.
There's nothing wrong with the Adobe. What don't you understand? I put a new one in there. You know what? I'm going to...
I put a new one in there.
I got something to do with this monitor.
Oh, no. Oh. And there goes the monitor. Now this guy's really not going to be able to help. Can't see anything on the screen. I like one of those old-timey computers that just have switches. Sir, are you running an Altair 88?
There.
Or whatever, 8800?
Nothing's working for anybody.
Yeah, he really showed the tech support guy. See, now no one can enjoy this computer.
Nothing's working for anybody.
It would be funny if, like, the whole problem ended up being that the printer wasn't plugged into the computer.
Yeah, I'm still here, sir. I'm going to need to ask you to calm down, because if you do not calm down...
Oh, it's a little late for that!
...down, there's nothing that I'm going to be able to do.
Right.
We need to keep this call on a professional level.
Yes. Yes, we do. You're very right.
Okay. Let's everyone take a breather.
Well, there's nothing you can do now.
By the way, this phone call goes on for 9 minutes. 9 excruciatingly hilarious minutes.
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, right now, the monitor... If your monitor's broken, there's nothing that I can do right at this point.
Who's... Well, I guess I lost my temper.
Uh-huh.
I've been up for...
Some perspective there.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to...
You crying?
Trying to fix this problem.
Aww.
And I just lost it, I guess. I'm sorry.
Okay, I mean, right now, there would be some steps that I could try running through to see
what?
If I had a way to work with it, but...
There's glass all over the place.
Okay.
Okay.
There's glass everywhere.
Now, you would think by the sound of the call and the guy's voice, things are winding down now. No. They pick back up, believe it or not.
I can't believe I did this.
Yeah, he's crying.
Are you crying?
Then his wife gets involved, and I think this is where she should have just shut her trap.
This is costing me a lot of money and a lot of time. I had to press this.
Come and get it and bring us a new one. We'll be waiting. We don't have garbage removal, so you better come and get it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
One store.
Oh, yeah. I just called it for my help.
Take the computer back to the store. See if we get our money back.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Good idea. Bye, sir.
Were they?
Okay, so do you want to take it back to the store?
Well, what are my options?
Well, right now, in order for us to do any more troubleshooting, we'll need to have a monitor that we can troubleshoot with. I mean, right now, there's not a whole lot more that we can do. I mean, you're more than welcome to take it back to the store and see what options they have available for you. But right now, there's not a whole lot more that I could do right at this point in time until we have a monitor that we can work with.
Hmm. Sounds reasonable. Okay.
Don't pull on that. You're going to get caught. Don't pull on that.
All right, I'm not going to play the full 9 minutes, but basically at the end of the call here, here are his demands.
Clean this mess up. Bring me a new computer and a new printer. There's just somebody to calm me down.
Okay, well, right now, there's nothing that I can do to send out another computer because...
HP does not hire medical professionals to calm users down.
Right now, the computer is out of warranty on our database right now, at least. That's what's coming up here.
You're warranty! You're full of it! You're full of it! Goodbye! Goodbye, because I can't take it!
Yeah, the part that I did not play, he's contending that the computer is not out of warranty and the printer is not out of warranty. It's just insane. So there you go. Some tech support phone calls for you today. Moving on, do you guys remember Jim Jacobson? He's the Double Dream Hand! Sugarfoot! That guy. He does, choreography for kids and shit. Here he is. He's got a new move. It's called Double Dream Feet. He says, well, look, if you love Double Dream Hands, check out my sequel, Double Dream Feet. All right, let's do that.
Start with your heads down, heels together, toes apart. Lift your head. Start with your right knee.
Most days I just can't stay down.
Faster.
Really
around and plie again. Knee, shoulder, shoulder, knee, fast. Around and plie.
I love gay people. They're so ricoculous.
It's like, say... And shrug, step clap. Point to your head, hit high. Double dream feet. Rubber legs,
fancy.
Wag your finger.
Here we go.
And left foot, 8 times. Right foot. Now 4 to the left, 4 to the right, and 2. Double dream feet. Rubber legs and step kick. Come
to
the side.
He's got all sorts of new moves.
And rubber legs. Second verse. Up, shoulder, knee. Faster.
If there's one thing this song could use, it would be a sugarfoot.
Around, plie, again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Around, plie, wipe like say. And shrug, step clap.
Oh, Mr. Jacobson, you've done it again. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. You can also pick up yesterday's extended show, which featured a bonus Sextastic Tuesday story. It was Portal-themed. Someone said that my GLaDOS voice sounded like a female chipmunk, which is not necessarily true. I think it sounded pretty good. For being a crappy show with no budget. That's Distorted View! Ding! First story we have for you comes from Michigan. It wasn't the girls going wild out of Michigan, Par. Police say a 51-year-old Portland, Oregon man attacked a Girls Gone Wild tour bus. He's banging on the bus. Ah, where are the titties? Show me the tits! Yes, he attacked a Girls Gone Wild tour bus after he became disgruntled due to a lack of women at a party at the Red Horse Bar. Okay. He really was upset there was not enough titty. According to the cops, the man tore the side mirrors off the pink tour bus, decorated with huge images of scantily clad women on the side while it was parked outside the bar. Police said the man became irate because flyers said there would be barely dressed women at the party. A co-owner of the bar told the newspaper the event was a shim-sham. You don't hear that phrase too often, shim-sham. The guy who said that must have been like 90. It's a shim-sham. It's flim-flammery. And no women from Girls Gone Wild entered the bar at all, despite patrons paying a $10 cover charge. Well, yes. Well, then it's perfectly justifiable to, you know, ransack the goddamn bus, rip off its side mirrors. My pussy makes you do crazy things. Yes, a co-owner of the bar said that the event was a shim-sham. And no women from Girls Gone Wild entered the bar, despite patrons paying a $10 cover charge. The man was arrested, but there was no word on charges. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Delaware. Police in Delaware arrested a man after they say he exposed himself inside a cemetery. Robert K. Matlaws, something, I don't know. Pronounce that goddamn name. 71. Oh, a 71-year-old man jerking off in a cemetery. He's probably just getting comfortable in those surroundings. I'm going to be spending a lot of time here real soon. Might as well see how it feels while I'm jerking off. You know, he's kind of marking his territory, I guess. Can old guys like that actually produce jizz? Or when he ejaculates, does it just produce a puff of smoke? Cartoon car. Poor old man. He really shouldn't be risking losing all that fluid. You know what I mean? Old people need all the juices inside them. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. According to investigators, police received a call about a suspicious vehicle that was parked in the cemetery in the area of the St. Mark's High School track where the girls' track team was practicing. As Delaware State Troopers approached the vehicle, they say they observed that a male, later identified as Matlaws, had his pants down around his ankles and was masturbating. Police say Matlaws noticed the troopers and tried to flee in his car. After a short chase, his vehicle was stopped and he was taken into custody. He's facing charges of indecent exposure, reckless driving, and resisting arrest. He was released after posting $600 unsecured bail. Police said there is no indication at this point that any members of the St. Mark's High School girls' track team observed the man in the cemetery baiting his big fucking dong. Penis. Big fucking penis. Penis. All right, final story we have for you today. Follow your nose. I sound like Toucan Sam. Follow your nose. All right. That was so stupid. A teenage law student who suffered severe burns to her legs after her boyfriend tried to relight a barbecue using gasoline will have a skin grab tomorrow. A fucking monster. Lindsay Plant, 19, was badly injured when flames shot up from the disposable barbecue into a bowl of fuel that her partner Chris Flintoff had attempted to pour onto the coals. Mr. Flintoff, 19, hurled the bowl behind him without realizing Miss Plant was there, and she sustained 36% burns to her legs on Saturday afternoon. An ambulance and rapid response vehicle were sent to the stricken teenager, who was then taken to a nearby fire station where an air ambulance transferred her to Queen Elizabeth Hospital. I wonder if the helicopter that was transporting her let her stick her legs out the window or something, you know, cool her legs down a bit. Probably not. All right, Mr. Flintoff's grandfather, Ronald Poole, 68, said the grandson was devastated by the incident. He added yesterday, this is why stupid kids doing stupid shit is, you know, stupid. I don't know. This is what happened, stupid shit. They bought a disposable barbecue and tried to light it, but it kept going out. He got this dish of gasoline and poured a bit on the fire, but the fire traveled back up and his hands caught on fire. He had to get rid of the bowl to put out his hands, and he chucked it behind him. Unfortunately, she was walking behind him to get her phone. He didn't know. The bowl hit her legs, and it caught fire. He managed to put it out with his hands, but she's burnt terribly. It's all the way down her legs to her ankle. She's going to have a skin graft tomorrow. I'd give her my own skin if I could. Lindsay is just such a lovely girl. Everyone in the family likes her. Now, I wonder if this guy's going to stay with her. Like, how long do you have to stay with someone who's been horribly disfigured in an accident? You don't want to seem like an asshole and break up right away. But then again, how can you have sex with that? Gross. I guess it's just her legs. Be like, honey, just keep your pants on. We'll just cut a hole in your crotch area or something. I don't know. All right. Bill Goff of West Midlands Fire Service reminded the public never to use gasoline or flammable liquids such as white spirit to light barbecues. He said, it's a very violent reaction. Oh, fucking shit. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
I was just looking at the counter for dead babies from Florida stories. You know, I'm rather disappointed. I thought there would be more.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, Tim. Fletcher member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
You are doing a fantastic job on the show, and
I
love it. But, oh, wait, no, there's no buts. I love it. Good job.
Oh, thank you. For once, there was no buts.
Hey, it's good, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, nothing really show-related I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to call anyway. Hey, I just want to know, what TV shows are you watching on Netflix? I'm just about done with Trailer Park Boys, which, if you haven't watched, it's really funny.
Someone sent me a DVD of Trailer Park Boys, and I started watching it, and then I got distracted, so I haven't continued watching. As for Netflix, I haven't really been watching a lot on Instant Stream. I've been DVRing a lot of shit. I'm really into Fringe right now, which I'm happy to report has been renewed for another season. What else? I can't think of anything else that I'm watching.
Almost like a TV show version of VB. But if you caught that, never mind. Anyway, just curious. All right, I'll keep listening to the show. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. I love Rob from Cleveland.
Hey, Tim. It's SciShow.
Who doesn't live in Cleveland anymore.
Hey, Tim. It's SciShow listener Thundercut here. I know how much you love soda, and I wasn't sure if you've ever tried a Dr. Enough. It's manufactured here in Tennessee, and I'm not sure how far it's distributed, but if you haven't tried it, I'd be glad to send you a couple of varieties. But the second thing, the other day I was here at a local flea market, and I saw something very strange. I passed a booth that had a racist statue sitting out front. It was what I think you would call a...
You can send that along to me as well.
Black mammy statue. She's out there wearing a red and white polka dot do-rag. And, you know, I thought that was kind of strange. I passed on by, and the very next booth was staffed by a black gentleman handing out food samples. And kind of felt awkward, so I passed him by as well. But the next booth was staffed by Civil War reenactors, and they had rebel flags out the ass, all kinds of rebel flag merchandise. So here's the only black guy that I saw at the flea market was sandwiched between the mammy statue and the Civil War rebel flag waving guys. It was a bit too much. My first thought was I got to take a picture of this, but I got to say I was a little freaked out. So instead,
That's a good call. Thank you. I have nothing to add to that. I was on that website, People of Walmart, and there's a great picture of some racist bitch with a like a hoodie that has a giant swastika on it, and then standing next to her at Walmart is a black guy. Pretty funny.
Hey, Kimmy Vu. It is.
I feel like I have to mention like when it's a good call because there are so many bad calls. Yeah. I wasn't being sarcastic when I said that was a good call.
Formerly known as Totally Janus, but I'm totally fucked up. But I was going to send you a couple of Craigslist ads that I have posted recently, and one got banned, and it's ridiculous.
Like, were you being serious? You really like were looking for someone? Or were these funny ads?
The shit that you post on your show or say on your show, and then my Craigslist ad got banned?
What did you include?
Ridiculous. Anyway. Love you. Keep doing what you do.
I'm trying. You know.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freaks. This is your Jewish sideshow member from Florida calling. And I'm about a month behind on the shows, so I'm going to make some predictions.
Okay.
By the time this voicemail is played, I predict Tim will have forgotten about Heavy Rotation Thursday. I hope he doesn't because it's an awesome bit.
Well, I haven't forgotten about it, but I can't find Heavy Rotation clips every Thursday. So I think last week there wasn't a Heavy Rotation.
But I think Tim will forget Heavy Rotation Thursday existed. Also, CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead, will have called in too many times. Tim would have gotten annoyed by him and told him to stop calling. Just like he did with Spider and Dance in Texas and whoever else called in a lot.
No, CJ doesn't call in that much. He hasn't called in a while.
Also, I predict that by the time this
every day, it seems like Kenny is calling in.
Played, people will still keep calling in, telling you whether they sit down or stand up to watch.
No, we're done with that. It's dying down now.
Hi, Tim. This is a lady freak, and I wanted to tell you a story.
You're a member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
I work for the military, and I was cleaning out a barracks room, and there were about 20 jizz socks. Just jizz socks everywhere. At least 20. They were in drawers. They were
everywhere. What do you expect? That needs to get off.
Everywhere.
Why don't you help a guy out?
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Show from Florida. You know what song I haven't heard in a long time?
Wait.
Corey's rendition of some popular artist. Not sure. Not my genre that I listen to. But anyways, it's the I Fisted a Girl and I Like It song.
Oh, okay.
If you could please play that at the end of the show, that would be wonderful.
Sure, I can do that. Why not?
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here. Hey, I just saw a preview for a show coming up. I'm sure it's not the first season.
Quick, before I forget, Corey's got a new CD coming out. You should go to buttfudgesunday.com and learn more about that. I don't know if he has it ready for you. I think it's going to be a little bit later in the year, in a couple months or something. But I believe all of the other CDs, digital download CDs, are on sale. So a lot of the stuff you've heard on Distorted View, some of the songs that he's created, you can get nice, high-quality versions without me talking over it or anything.
Geographic, it's that taboo. And the episode preview they showed had a adult baby diaper lover as one of the persons on there, and the other one was some fucking broad that is in love with a wall. So I thought you might be interested in that. Some real fucking weirdos out there. Fuck the freeloading faggots. All right, Timmy.
I agree with that.
Hey, Sam, it's Shithead here. I just want to get ahead of the game for once and wish you a happy 4th of July.
I'm not that far behind.
Timmy Boo, what a do. Blue Banana speaking.
Hi, Blue Banana.
You see that? You like what you see? Oh, sorry, you can't see. Well, since you can't see, I'll just describe it to you. It's me with a pink feather boa, nothing else, laid out over a 1987 clicky keyboard.
Ooh.
Now that does it for you, baby.
I've got my clicky keyboard right here that I have not been using.
Good thing.
I also am happy to announce I am getting my Commodore 64. I found one on eBay.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania.
Maybe I'll do a video cast when I load up some of my old software that I created.
I was just perusing some of your Distorted View related YouTube videos, and I stumbled across the and now I know it by heart.
Right.
And the thing that freaks me out the most about the video is, of course, I laugh at the and now, but his eyes get about four
times. I knew you were going to say that. I recently, where did I watch? Oh, when I did that 30-minute video cast for everyone, I included that thing. That mentally handicapped card. I tried to be sensitive there, but it just doesn't work. But I noticed that too. His eyes
bigger
bug out
than they should be. And granted, I understand.
And now,
hard glasses.
Get down.
But still, watch it and watch his eyes just.
Yes, so everyone, download that 30-minute video cache. You get a good idea of what I've been posting on the DB logs.
Timmy Boo, what it do? That's a member, Sweet Rectum here.
Hi, Sweet Rectum.
Oh, damn it, Tim. I'm trying to measure my tank. You've got me measuring my tank. Do you hear me? This is the things I think I do.
You really need someone to help you with that.
Your damn show. Oh, my God. I'm worried. What if I have a short tank? Who's going to love me?
I don't know.
Will my children turn out to be freaks? So I
think the only way you can really measure your tank, there needs to be mirrors involved.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Kenny here.
Again?
I almost feel like this is more of a social suicide than telling this is than telling you I've done something crazy, you know, like engaged in blood play. But I was just curious. I'm a Christian, I'm a virgin by choice. You know, go ahead. There are a million jokes to make there.
I can fix that for you.
But say what you will. I am. I've never done any drugs. I've never smoked.
Let me tell you something. Why? I don't understand why man has such a sweet rectum, but they do.
I've never got drunk or anything. And, you know, you'd think a person like me would be a total tightwad, asshole, queer bait, you know, completely offended by your show, but I can't get enough of it. I'm, like, addicted to your show.
This is your outlet.
You've never said anything that has offended me. I found everything hilarious. And
I just
find it funny that, you know, I fit into all these categories that you made fun of, and yet
I love you and your show
and all the other freaks, and I completely respect everything and everyone does. And I was just curious, you know, how many other people out there, especially people that call in, because I feel like a lot of people in my situation...
So, what you're asking is, how many other boring people listen to the show?
You have to call in, let it alone, you know, admit it, any of that stuff.
So you're looking for other people who are virgins by choice, and don't drink and don't do drugs.
So, and if nobody wants
don't
to call
dance.
In, call in. I'm sure you could at least use this for a few jokes. So, keep on keeping on. Bye.
Right. If you are just like that guy, email me and let me know, I guess. I really don't care. That is all the time we have on this edition of DV. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as you know, God.
Fuck Jesus, shit, and die, you fucker!
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, I will see you back here tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
This was never the way I planned. Not my intention. I got to use my entire hand. I had her attention. It's not what she's used to. She doesn't like foreign objects that go directly in her ass. Lost my brand new Rolex. I fisted a girl and she liked it. I smelled her fat, crabby butt lips. I fisted a girl just to try it. I hope my girlfriend don't mind it. It felt so raw, it was not tight, like punching jello in a fist fight. I fisted a girl and I liked it. I liked it. Now she walks with a metal cane, no bowel control. She could not handle all the pain. Now has a prolapsed asshole. It's not what good girls do. There was some resisting. I took out a handful of her poo. 'Cause I moved like a piston. I fisted a girl and she liked it. I could tell what she had for breakfast. I fisted a girl, can't deny it. I hope my girlfriend will be quiet. It felt so raw, it was not tight, like punching jello in a fist fight. I fisted a girl and I liked it. And I liked it.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?